It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Earlier this year, some members of the outdoor industry pledged to help make the over $400 billion industry more diverse. One local organization is working with partners in the industry as well as government agencies to help do that. Angel Pena is executive director of the Nuestra Tierra Conservation Project. He talked with me about these challenges. Mr. Pena, thank you so much for being with us. The outdoor industry is one that's growing tremendously, but it's also an industry that faces challenges when it comes to diversity. How do you think a fund like this and your organization can play a role in helping diversify the outdoor industry?
Oh man, that is something we over here at Nuestra Tierra think about often. It's a real thing when you go up to Albuquerque, right? Because we don't have a Patagonia or REI down here in Las Cruces or in El Paso or anywhere within the 2-hour drive range. I think that's important to call out because when you drive up to Albuquerque, you go to an REI store. When you're looking at the models wearing this equipment or this gear, no one of Black, Indigenous, or people of color, right? It cannot go overstated that I think these larger brands are having this conversation internally and are acknowledging that there might be a gap. So the Nuestra Tierra Conservation Project is very excited to continue to work to elevate and amplify all those voices that have everything to lose, right? All those voices that live in these communities or live here on the border where public lands are under assault. And the more we do that, we feel very confident that those other retailers will begin to partner with us, right? And then we can both creatively think of ways how we can make the future a little more inclusive, or rather a whole more inclusive to folks down here on the border or other overlooked communities throughout the nation.
You also work to educate the next generation and communities here along the border about conservation of public lands and the management of public lands, an area that also has been criticized for not being diverse enough. Why do you think that public land managers and agencies working to manage public lands are not as diverse as some think they should be?
You know, I don't know if I have an answer for you, but just maybe a story that the question made me think about. Nuestra Tierra, just last week for Latino Conservation Week, we hosted a Borderland Plática that we host over our social media channels. Really, every time we work to identify new voices and bring them into the circle and talk about issues that they really want to talk about. Something that came up in our last Borderland Plática, it was only referenced, and so in the next one, we really want to dive into this a little more, but is the idea of public lands, and even just the word public lands and what that means. We had some of our members, partners, and colleagues and friends from the Pueblo community here within the state really call us out and say that they even have issues with the word public land and what that means, how that rolls out, and again, who is part of the process that ultimately manages these public lands. So just a little story, and maybe to answer your question, I think our outdoors have been deep-rooted in everything that's American, right, and attached to our heritage and tradition. And in this new world, I think it'll be critically important that we look back and have some of these difficult conversations. So when our kiddos grow up, they can really challenge what public lands and management means and put a diversity of places that tell a diversity of stories like out front. I think we, the conservation community, in partnership with our outdoor rec folks, are beginning to ask these questions, but still a lot of work to be done.
There's been a major dialogue going on in our country about systematic racism, police brutality, and the history that has existed in our country dealing with racism and oppression. Has any of that dialogue came into conversations you're having within your organizations?
Absolutely. I think it's super hard to not have everything that's happening in the world kind of leak into our professional circles. I can tell you authentically, Anthony, that partnerships that we have throughout the state of New Mexico have deepened. I think what's happening nationally has really forced us in state, those partners and those colleagues really focused on pushing our state public land system forward. And so I'm appreciative of that. I think we were able to push pause on some emerging opportunities that we thought were so exciting around legislation or administrative actions. And we took some time to really get to know each other a little better. I'm not surprised being a New Mexican, right? It's in our state's mission, if you will, a perfect friendship among united cultures. And I'm proud to say that the conservation community throughout the state of New Mexico is really creating time and space to dive into these questions. And so it hasn't come without some tough conversations, but it's exciting to see everyone stepping up through this challenging time of growth for our country and our state.
Anel Peña is Executive Director for the Nuestra Tierra Conservation Project. Anel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony.